sisters. I'm Libby.
And I'm Katie.
And it's still the most wonderful time
of the year,
you know?
Okay, I was gonna let you do that
I'm
one.
Committal, baby!
Okay, well, that was good. It is, it's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's December!
Spend that money.
Spend that money, make it go down the drain.
Yep.
Depending on what you're buying.
Okay.
You know?
Well, that's true.
Right?
It's the gift that matters.
It's the gift.
It's the thought that matters. I'm sorry.
Right.
It's not the gift.
That
not the
matters.
Gift. It's the thought. It's
yes.
the thought, guys. But yeah, it's still December.
It's still December.
It's getting cold around here.
It's getting cold outside. Yeah.
Everyone's got all their Christmas
They've
stuff
got
up.
Their Christmas joy.
Yeah.
Not.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say, I don't feel like people are very jolly.
No, y'all are grouchy.
But, you know, we went to the Starbucks in Target, and that girl told us Merry Christmas, the one that almost grabbed her drink.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
I was like, don't do that. I paid for that, honey. Well, I didn't pay for it. My gift card paid for it.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, close one of my students' parents' money.
Well,
so, dang, that I didn't pay for
it. Yeah, but they didn't.
Girl,
have...
man! Have you seen that lately?
I have. I don't really like it. I feel kind of insulted.
It is a little insulting. I'm thinking it more on the wave of money, not wanting to spend money, man.
Oh, okay.
That's more of what I picture.
Yeah, I'm still insulted by it.
I'm still insulted.
It doesn't take a lot to insult me, but I'm insulted by it.
Yeah, I think it doesn't really take a lot because that you're just that kind of person.
I'm just the kind
Which
of person
is
that gets
good.
Annoyed.
Yeah, right. They could literally say anything.
Yeah.
You know?
But, I mean, it's still yours.
Right. I got a big old cold brew. Yeah!
You love those
Does
things.
Everybody know I like cold brews?
I don't know.
I don't think I've ever told anybody that.
Do you want to make that a thing?
Our father.
Yeah.
Who art in heaven. No, our father.
Our dad.
Our daddy.
Who is very
he's alive. He's alive,
Don't just do that on the podcast. That's not funny. It's not funny.
No, he's still alive.
Yeah.
Where was I going? See,
cold
now,
brew.
I got a cold brew.
Here's the thing.
And our father says, our daddy.
Yeah.
Now it's funny, because now that's all I'm thinking about. Our dad always says, don't get a cold brew, it's a waste of money, it's just cold coffee, which is why I like it.
Which is what it is.
And I don't really know what the point of a cold brew is. I'm going to be brutally honest with you, I'm sure there's some Starbucks person listening,
They're
like, oh my gosh, let me fill this one in it. I don't really care.
Yeah.
I just like the fact that it sounds kind of fancy, like, ooh, I take a cold brew with
you do make it kind
caramel
of your thing.
Bradle. Yeah.
You make it kind of your thing.
My thing? What does that mean?
You know, like your thing?
That I get?
That you always try to make is your thing. Like, you want to make a coffee drink, like, your thing. Like, you walk up there, and this is Libby, and I'll take a blah, 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 blah.
Blah.
That's what it sounds like.
I try. But a cold brew is 9 times out of 10 what I get, because it is iced coffee, and that's kind of it.
Yeah.
I think
it has less coffee, ice in it, I mean.
It has less ice, more coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And it has no cream in it. You put the cream in it.
Ooh.
Hence the cold brew. You know what I'm talking about.
No. I get a latte, so.
Do you?
Yeah.
You do. Yeah, I know.
A caramel latte.
Yeah, you got a caramel brulee.
Brulee latte.
Yeah. Whenever we go to Starbucks, I only really go
caramel
to Starbucks.
Caramel part didn't taste very good, though.
Hey.
The little brittle part.
You didn't like that?
No.
I didn't have it, so.
It got stuck to my teeth. And
I didn't have the fancy stuff.
It was good, though. It was good.
Yeah, I know that whenever I go to Starbucks, I only go to it when I get a gift card.
Oh.
Which 9 times out of 10 what most people
We go on other occasions.
Sure, right.
Yeah.
We do. I can go to 50 million other places while I'm
there. Yeah, McDonald's, fine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
go to McDonald's
cheaper.
Way more.
Yeah, sorry, Starbucks.
Adwala, not a sponsor.
Could be a sponsor.
But could be a sponsor.
Could be. Libby, what kind of week you got looking at?
I had a really good week. We went to a 70s birthday party.
That was
exciting.
Yeah, you were really into that.
I loved it.
Yeah, I loved dressing up.
I was in my disco era, baby.
Yeah, with your pimp jacket.
But I'm more, No.
You know your jacket kind of looks like a pimp.
I have the same jacket as our pastor's wife.
Which still looks like a pimp.
Yeah, she still looks like a pimp. She looks like a pimp. I do not. Let's just get that.
I don't think that's the way that works. I think
is.
You both think you are in your pimp era.
Oh, okay. There you go. Yeah. Great. She's going to love that. And I had a hard time because I'm more of an 80s baby.
Yeah.
I wasn't born in the 80s, in case you're wondering.
No, we weren't, but okay. Thank you for clarifying.
Just clarifying.
We made sunglasses, and they were so cool.
Yes, I love that. I want to make more.
Sunglasses?
That and friendship bracelets, really bad. But that's just because I love beads. And you never
And you're a Tay-Tay.
Am I? Oh, no, I'm not.
You are.
You still
Who was number one on your Spotify rap
list? Taylor Swift.
And I think I said in that podcast episode, you had to say, you are a Swiftie.
Okay. Well, you said it. And, you know, people think we're twins. So, really, truly, it's like, I said it, but it was
She
in
was
your
number
mouth.
Five on my list. And I think she bought it.
She bought her way. We're never going to get a sponsor on here about her.
Oh, definitely not.
We're definitely never going to get her on the
podcast. And you got her 1989 record for...
Yeah, and the sweater.
And the sweater.
The sweater had to be bought. There was no ifs, ands, and buts.
So you are a Swiftie.
No, I'm not a Swiftie. I'm a Swiftie. I'm a Swiftie.
You're a Swiftie.
Ha. That was what we did. And then also I have something big coming up this week.
Oh, yeah, you have the pre-K. I don't know why it took me so long to realize what you're doing.
I know, it's okay. It's one of those episodes where, like, I can feel we're both on, like...
Blank.
And
that's great.
The worst thing is that I was... The party that I recently went to after the party, the 70s party, when it comes to Christmas parties, do you ever, like, black out and you just merge them all together and you forget which... Christmas party you just went to?
Yeah, well, one, I feel like December is just flying by.
Right? Boom. Calm down.
And WRL, I need you to stop doing the countdown.
Yeah,
I
right?
I don't like how
Did
many.
Did you just recently see it was like 13 days? Okay, shut up.
Don't do that.
I don't care if it's 13 days. I don't care how many days.
Yeah.
Stop it with that.
I agree. But I don't know that I blur them together. I just start to get the December sleepies.
December sleepies. What is that? That's interesting.
You know, where I just kind of feel like a zombie. Like, I'm going through the motions.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just making it.
Yeah, and you're just trying to stay alive.
I'm just trying to stay alive, guys.
We went to a Christmas party recently. It was a cookie exchange.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
We all had different cookies, all different kinds. Someone had, like, a chocolate and cherry cookie.
Yeah.
And then somebody had, like, two big trays of just cookies. And some of them were, like, butter cookies.
Sormans, yeah.
Sormans. I don't think they were.
Assorted.
Oh, assorted. Who's sermons? I know what a sermon is, but I don't know what a serpent is. Oh, I know what a serpent is. Jesus!
You're done. Yep, it's one of those episodes.
It's one of those episodes. I love that for us. And then I brought my crinkle cookies, which were Grinch-themed.
But they were.
And I 100% meant that to happen.
Yeah, absolutely you did. Have you seen the Grinch cookies that are like yours, but have the little heart in the middle?
No, I haven't.
Is that jelly? What is that? Is
it
a gummy?
You should lick it. Next
no,
time.
It was on... How am I going to lick it? It was on Facebook or Pinterest.
Oh, I don't know. Lick your phone. What are you talking about?
I'm not licking
no, don't lick
my
your phone.
Phone.
I don't know how
Do
to
Do you know how many
things?
Germs are on your phone?
Don't want to know.
Yikes. Just think about it. A lot. When people get super over the top about, like, the bathroom and the floor and stuff, I believe your phone has more germs on it than the bathroom floor.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to stop you right there. Okay?
You don't believe me?
No.
Google it.
Ask the dishes.
Yeah. You know it's true.
You know it. You know what's next. You know... Oh, dang. I was going to make another joke.
You sound like you're calling
You know what time it is.
Oh, no.
No.
I think that's copyrighted,
Don't
right?
sue us. No. Don't we love Red Link. We want them on our thing.
Okay, so out of all the guests...
I love that.
Out of all the guests, Red Link is...
Red Link, we 100%, 1,000% want.
Yeah.
But anyway, we had a cookie exchange party, okay?
Yes.
Which we have our own thing going on there, and so we had that. Well, so then I also have coming up this week preschool Christmas party.
You do,
yeah, baby. I'm an adult.
Yeah, you're running it too.
I'm running it, baby.
Yep, you and your co-partner are running it.
Me and my co-partner.
How do you feel about that?
She who shall not be named, but she knows who she is.
Sarah.
Oh, there you go. Okay, wow, I was going to be all mysterious.
Yeah, I did.
She is going to work. What were you saying before that?
Oh, that you're in charge.
Yeah, I'm in charge
it.
Of it.
Yeah.
And we're getting pizza. But not going to say which one, because not a sponsor.
Are you nervous about ordering pizza?
Yes, I really don't want to do it. I've never had more wanting to push back something more than this.
Yep, you got to order that pizza.
Oh, I hate
and
it.
You got to deal with the delivery person, too.
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't want to do that either. I don't really want to do anything that involves me having to deal with other outside
people.
Do you
consider that like a real adult task? That you
Ordering
have?
Pizza?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, a little bit. I don't like it because I have to do it. I'm going to do it by my app that I have on my phone. And I just feel like it's going to... poopy down. But the good thing is I have you and Sarah.
I'm not dealing with the delivery man.
No, I mean on my app, on my app.
Okay, that's going to be an all you thing. You're going to walk out there and you're going to pay for it.
Thank you, Katie.
I don't do well with you delivery people.
And then we have a special...
Well, to think of it, I don't do well with people, so...
Yeah, just go ahead and clear that balance. We also have a special guest.
You do have a special
His
guest.
His name is... Buddy the Elf. Ooh! Oh, wow! Yeah, we have Buddy the Elf coming. Straight from the North Pole!
Absolutely. He walked all, 6,000 miles? I can't remember the line.
Walked 6,000 miles. No. Walked 6,000. Yeah, that's not
from the play. It was in the play.
It was in the play.
He said it. Oh, you weren't?
No.
Oh.
I was hyper-focused on the shoulder.
I'm telling.
Okay. Yes, we have that going on.
That's going to be so fun.
I'm very excited.
I'm a photographer, too.
It's going to have, you are, Mary Kay Farnung.
Photography.
Doing the photography.
Yep, that's true.
Mm-hmm. But so that's all I have.
That's exciting. We did have a tornado.
We did. Woo, woo, woo.
Yeah, woo, woo, woo.
Yeah, I was trying to do...
I think tornadoes are really scary.
It used to scare me the idea. Yeah. Of, you know, in Superman... Yeah.
Okay.
You're really doing that.
That was it. Oh, because his dad dies.
That's always I've been teenagers too.
Ooh,
somebody
that's
told me.
So great.
Do you know what one of the girls told me that I don't understand? Is I'm gonna say it on the podcast, and I'm sure someone out there is gonna know what this means, and I don't.
Oh.
She told me this is what the girl told me. Okay, she's a girl who said this.
The
to
kids
me.
Are saying nowadays.
She looked at me. And she said, "Do you know what a got is?" And I said, "What is it?" And she said, "It means that you have a big butt." And I said, "Well, you're not gonna say that about me." That was so funny.
Why does that mean that?
I don't know.
It's like the word of the year was Riz.
Don't say that. I don't like it.
Have you ever said it before?
No, I don't even. It means that you like what you're styling.
You hang out with a charisma.
No, I've chosen that. I don't know what the kids are doing these days.
Yeah. Have you ever just? I sometimes like to. Like claim ignorance, so I never have to be responsible for any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you do.
I do. But it means like you're charismatic. You got charisma.
Okay.
I don't even say charisma. Do you say charisma? I don't say charisma.
I can't say it. there
Go
is
ahead,
something
say it for the listeners.
Charisma. I don't know what the kids like. I looked at one of the girls while I was in the hands. Like, what does it mean when you cover your mouth in a photo? What does it mean? And one of the girls were like, "That means that you heard something you don't want to tell anybody."
What?
And I said, "What? Why are you doing it in a photo?"
Teen girls do it all the time in the Be Real that I see.
And she's like, "That means you just heard something that you didn't want to hear about, like a secret." And
but
I
why
said,
is it over your mouth and
I don't
not
know.
Over your ears?
I thought it was like monkey hear, monkey do, monkey see,
no, it's
monkey
ear.
I won't do you.
No.
No.
Monkey
do.
Where did that go?
Monkey Rudy Tutu. I don't know. I just know that one of the girls had told me that. And then another girl was like, "No, it doesn't. It means like you're going to tell something really naughty." And I said, "What?" And I said, "We shouldn't say this at all. Because it's a youth group. So it's very hard. Yeah. We shouldn't be saying these things."
Yeah. That's fine.
And then. That just is the way those teen girls were. But that's what I'm saying. It's like the kids these days, I can't handle them. But I went to that, and then we have our preschool, and then there you go. And that's where I am with my life.
Oh, that sounds nice.
A little soapbox for you there.
That's a nice thing. But as it is the party time, the party season, lots of people have lots of parties. Mm-hmm. We've already been to a few. The thing about parties to me have always been throughout the year is we've usually been in charge of a lot of you. We've ran a couple of you. Our mom has always been a big thrower of parties.
Yeah.
And something we have noticed in our seasons of partying.
Yeah.
And our many years of partying, I guess.
Many years.
Is toxic people that sometimes occasionally show up to parties.
Now, I brought this up to you, and
you did.
You were pretty happy about it.
I was, because we've been to a few, not recently, but we've been to a few parties that we can point out a few toxic traits.
Toxic traits, baby!
From guests, and maybe we can help you maybe diffuse them,
or not do them.
Or not do them. Not invite people that maybe have toxic traits.
Ooh, there you go.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But sometimes it makes things very
awkward.
Now, I have three.
Me too.
It's like we've done this before.
Huh?
What?
Okay, okay.
What?
You can go first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that because you think one of yours is one of mine?
No, it's because one of mine are kind of saucy, and I'm going to save it.
So, one of mine was a big one that happened several years ago.
Okay.
Is someone you might be kind of friends with, mm-hmm. but you're not, like, super, super friends with, and something happens. Mm-hmm. And you are throwing something, mm-hmm. and they happen to be throwing a party on the same day.
Oh.
Yes, this happened several years ago to when you were having a birthday party. Mm-hmm. And it was a combined birthday party with our friend, mm-hmm. your birthday twin.
Yeah. Okay, there you go.
Yes, this person decided to throw a party on the very same date.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yeah. It was extremely awkward. This was because something had gone on mm-hmm. at the facility that they worked at. Mm-hmm. And because, I don't know why, they decided they were going to have that on the very same day to, like, stick it to everybody who was going to our party.
Right.
This was an extremely toxic and pretty much ruined our friendship from there on. Because, first of all, our party had been planned. Me, mm-hmm. Mom, and our friend's husband had all planned this party almost in October, early October, mm-hmm. to, of course, November. And it was mid-November.
Yeah.
And this person just decided, because they were angry, mm-hmm. they were, and for some reason they were angry with your birthday twin, our friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were going to throw the party at the same time. Now, I know this is, like, something that's, like, a trope in, like, high school.
A lot
like,
of people
where
have
the mean
this,
girl
yeah.
throws a party.
And you expect it, though, with high schoolers.
You do. These were not high schoolers. These were grown-ups. And it was an especially awkward situation, especially when he sent me an invite.
Okay.
And I said, well, no, mm-hmm. you guys are invited to the surprise party that
right.
we were throwing for you and yeah. Stephanie. And it was just a huge annoyance. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, well, I've been planning this. And it's so funny because now all this has fallen apart for them. But the factor that it all got started because of that, mm-hmm. and we just kind of never could bounce back as being friends because it
right.
felt kind of personal.
And awkward.
And toxic in a way of that. And have you ever been in these middle of situations and you're like, but you could change yours because yours is just really
random.
Like, random. And, you know, doesn't have to be
the way
that
it is.
Night.
Yeah.
And you knew ahead of time that this one was this mm-hmm. night by a good margin. That is a very toxic type person. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of hard to know how to deal with that, but it made it very awkward and we never
got over it. You got over it, but like, you didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we still had a very nice time at the party, and the people we invited came, but it made it very awkward and made awkward conversations while our party was going on.
I was
going
to say, yeah.
Because it was just toxic. Mm-hmm. And it pretty went over like a lead balloon.
I was going to say, because everybody probably already knew about it.
Yeah.
And it's just awkward. That doesn't
it
need
was,
to be done.
It was very odd, and if you're going to plan a, you know, surprise party, mm-hmm. you know, do try to check everything out. And, do move a date if you kind of knew ahead of another party that day.
Yeah, it's true.
Or don't expect to be invited to anything else mm-hmm. again, because I don't appreciate those type of things.
No. Yeah.
So I consider that a toxic trait. I thought it was an interesting thing because it's also someone who, you know, you would think would go on in high school and know it's gone on. As,
right.
I've witnessed it as an adult with adults mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah.
And that was number three for me. Number four of a toxic thing can also be if you're a host to maybe not do
mm-hmm.
With your guests.
Yeah.
Is having inside jokes or inside things mm-hmm. and excluding other party guests from these conversations.
This can
lead into, now sometimes these things happen, and as long as you include other people, that's understandable. Mm-hmm. Other times it can make people feel awkward.
Yeah.
And can serve as a bit of a toxic superiority complex at parties.
Yeah.
This is always a complicated field because if you have big parties and you invite people from different, mm-hmm. you know, friendships you have.
And even fields of what you've been doing. Like maybe mm-hmm. you have a job, you have friends at your job, at your workplace, and you invite them while you have outside friends that you've met at other events.
Yeah.
It can be kind of awkward if you have inside jokes.
With them.
Yeah.
It can be kind of an awkward thing. So you're always, especially if you're a host, always wanting to avoid a lot of awkwardness.
Right.
And you can explain jokes And just make sure everyone's included. Now, I've been into some of these things where it was extremely annoying and got carried away. And when the conversation dominates too much and no one else is talking other than these, like, groups of people that have done these things together, it can become a very uncomfortable party, usually why people want to cut out quickly.
Right.
It's also a lot of reasons why I don't always like to go to parties. Is because,
really?
Yeah, sometimes the conversation shifts, and like we've discussed before, inside jokes are only funny to the people who actually have been in them.
Yeah,
they're not usually funny to anybody else.
And when you have to explain the inside joke, I don't think that person's going to find it very funny.
Yeah, or if you guys do a thing together and no one else does it, like, you know, don't make it to where no one else can contribute to the conversation.
Yeah.
It can prove to be not just toxic, but excluding.
Yeah.
Point of, like I said, makes people want to cut out early. It's just a courtesy thing.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, it's
not a hard thing to understand.
Yeah.
Because I think sometimes some people forget that.
Yeah, and I think, too, party games help these type things.
Yeah.
You know, meal things type do, you know, when people make things. Anything to get people talking and all gathering together. And then they can explain to each other who they are. You know, where they know each other from. The whole point of a party is to socialize and to get to know other people. So, to have an exclusion, as in inside jokes, it's actually the opposite thing you want at a party.
Right.
Because you want everyone to get along. And as a hostess, it's kind of your job, too.
Right.
And there is all kinds of etiquette. I know a couple years ago we did a podcast episode about etiquette for hostess. We did,
and this was one of them.
I know this is one of them. It's, you just want to make sure your guests are comfortable.
Right.
And, you know, to go along with that, you know, of comfortable, no topics. As in, you don't want to get people in awkward situations.
Right.
Yeah, like politics.
Gosh!
Nothing can squash a party quicker than that. I don't care what kind it is, what you're at, it's just not a good topic.
Yeah, it's not good.
It makes everyone feel uncomfortable. Because some people are involved in them, some people are on other things, some people aren't involved at all. Toxic.
Big daddy topics. One, yeah.
Okay, so just try to work on topics that are very fun.
Yeah.
Because that's all a party's supposed to be.
It's fun. Yeah.
And that's the thing about that. A big, big one for me. I feel like Number one. Always number one for me.
Yeah.
Is food topics.
Oh, there it is!
Yeah.
I knew it!
We were at one recently. Okay?
Here we go.
We were at a shower.
Yes.
Okay?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Here we go.
And it had a great spread of food.
Very good. Yeah, it really did.
Mm-hmm. It was really nice. And I'm sitting there listening to another guest talk about how many calories are in this, how much you could eat at this, what you need to do with this. This is a huge pet peeve of mine.
Big one, yeah.
Let me describe something to you. When you're at a party and you need to control your eating, that's one thing. That's fine. But do not go around and control everybody else's eating at a party.
It's true.
Don't
it's
count
so
calories.
Rude.
Don't comment or mention what they're eating. That's rude and makes you extremely unlikable. I immediately was angry.
Right.
Because if you need to have that kind of, you need to go home.
Right.
Don't go to parties.
Yeah.
Because I can guarantee you that thing of Chex Mix or that piece of cake, if that is the thing that's going to, if you're going to watch someone eat that and that's the thing that's going to hold you back, you need to go home.
You need to go home. Yeah.
Okay.
And it also can. Because
it does kill. And it's so rude to the host.
I was just going to say, especially when the host, because I was there, too, at this, and it was awkward because, and I'm going to be 100% honest with you, it is one, when you're a grown person, because this person was a grown person.
And with females, it's even worse.
Which is
it makes everyone feel awkward when you're a female.
And when the host is literally being like, oh, well, don't you want to eat some stuff? We need to go ahead and eat it. It needs to get rid of it. When somebody says that is slang of the factor of, you're not eating, and I don't know why you're not eating my food that I've given you. And, you know, even the host, when the host has to start giving out things like, oh, we can make you something else, or we can do this.
Yeah.
That's when you should know you're being rude. You're the problem. And it is so rude to sit there with, by the way, and I just want you to know, you can get as much muscle tone as you'd like to. You're not going to be there, okay, honey?
Well, the party is and not going to be not the time issue. To And turn, that's you.
Right?
That's you. If you don't want to do that, that's fine. But yes. Don't talk about it while you're at the party.
And stop making other guests awkward. Who you're with miserable for eating something.
Right? And it's keeping rude. Them from doing it.
It's mean, it's rude, and I don't really care what you think.
You went to a teen event mm-hmm. when you were younger.
Yes.
And there was a woman there who was in charge. Yeah. And I thought this was so inappropriate for a woman who in charge of teens.
She was talking about
the calories of things on the menu.
Milk duds.
It was Outback, too, mm-hmm. where you guys were eating.
Yeah, that! Oh, yeah. You're talking about that? And the other thing,
and
too.
And she was reading off the calories to each one while the teen girls were staying there. Mm-hmm. That is just, it's such an unhealthy habit to develop with food mm-hmm. that if you have issues with it, that seems to be your problem. Mm-hmm. Do not put that on everybody else, because teen girls are going to definitely have complexes about
it. Oh, absolutely.
And then to go on and just do it at, grow up and mm-hmm. do all that at parties, it's yeah. so rude.
Yeah.
It's so rude.
Mm-hmm. It's true. And there are things that go on at certain parties that, you know, it's toxic. And, you know, I think that one thing that someone should learn is that, you know, you're at a party and you may not remember what you said to somebody else, but somebody else is going to always replay that in the back of their mind, especially as a teenage girl.
Yeah.
But as a grown-tail woman, you should know better.
Right.
I'm sorry. You should just know better.
I agree. It was so uncomfortable. That's probably one of the most uncomfortable things.
Especially because our hosts, they were so nice.
Yeah, and they were trying to be so, and it just made her feel super awkward. Mm-hmm. And it made the whole line of chairs we were sitting there feel awkward.
They were very awkward. Yeah.
And you know, if you want to never eat stuff like that at a party, that's on you.
Then don't go to parties. I'm sorry, honey.
Drop your gift off next time.
Yeah, and don't come in.
Go.
Trust me.
Okay. You won't be missed.
No.
No. It would definitely have made me just have a better time. Sorry.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, but I ate though.
Oh, no,
Because I'm at a party.
Because it's at a party, and maybe you haven't eaten. I don't know. You don't know people's lives. Get out of it.
I'm going to... It's a party.
Right.
Okay? I can worry about what I'm going to eat at another time.
Right.
But I'm not going to go around and push food down you either, or say, right. Oh my gosh, what are you too good to eat the food? I'm not going to do that either.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. it's just best to leave the food needs out of it and right. just have a nice time. And you worry about you, and
don't worry about me.
That's right. Those were my top three toxic party problems. Guest host issues. I don't know. You can put them all in there.
I agree. I strongly agree.
Yeah.
Which is why number three for me
uh-huh.
is judging people while they ate.
Oh my goodness. I know we have had several podcast episodes about this. S'mores.
Now I guess
all I'm going to say about that one. S'mores.
I guess I'll change mine a little bit.
Okay.
To how I will phrase this one. Is if you're at a party and mm-hmm. there is a person, there's always, I mean, it depends at what party you're at. The person that was at a party that I was at, this was also, you have to keep in mind, we were teenagers. And so, at this party, it was a teen event party.
Mm-hmm.
She had made, I don't know if I've talked about this story before, I cannot remember, so we'll just continue on. Judging people while they eat is something that somebody, I don't know if it's someone who thinks that, well, I had this, and now you're eating that, and the way you're eating it, I'm going to stare at you while you're eating the whole time.
Right.
And so, what had gone on was we had had some sort of teen party or something, I can't remember exactly. But I was sitting on the couch, and, you know, as a teenager, I had a lot of issues as a kid.
Every teen does.
Every teen does, and I went through a big thing of, like, I was very body conscious. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. Little Libby was, it was so bad. And so...
Well, maybe because you had teen leaders that counted the calories at
Outback.
Right,
yeah, that's true. And so one of these girls were sitting, and another girl who was friends with her was there as well. Well, so this girl that was sitting next to me had made these cupcakes for the event mm-hmm. that we were having. And she was like, oh, Libby, you have to try my cupcake. You have to. Because I liked baking, and she knew I did. And so she had the plate of cupcakes right there where I took one. And her friend were talking about, you know, I wish my thighs weren't so big or whatever. And I knew that conversation was not going to be good. Well, so when I was eating the cupcake, which, by the way, was the most awful cupcake I've ever had on the face of this planet.
Oh.
She had taken the frosting, and it was canned mixed with butter. Ooh. Yeah, it's really gross. And then her cake was mixed with so much butter, the cake itself was so squishy with oil. Ooh. I was sitting there chewing it, and I thought I was going to vomit. And she looked over at me, and she was like, yeah, Libby, I just don't look good with weight on. And I said, mm-hmm, because my mouth was full of buttery vomit, almost. And she's like, yeah, you just look so much better with weight on you than I do. And I was like, oh, okay. And that is something that, you know, someone who judges, not judging you while you're eating, but she had mentioned that when I was eating the cupcake.
Yeah.
And it's very awkward.
Yeah.
Because you feel judged because you've eaten something.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, so I have weight on me because I'm eating my cupcake now.
Yeah.
And she'd also, like, divvied out how many somebody could have and stuff like that.
Oh, that I think is rude, too. That's toxic. Right? Post-trait.
And
I knew someone who did that, too.
Right. Mm. And it's very awkward for a person when you're eating something for weight. One big no-no conversation, we didn't even involve this, weight conversation.
Right.
Nobody at a party wants to hear about their weight, because it's rude.
Right.
And I don't really care. You could be as...
Well, one, don't go around talking about how fat you are, so then everybody says, oh, no, you look so good. Right. Oh, my gosh. What?
And then that's the next one annoying. To be like, oh, well, you know... I've lost this much weight, blah, blah, blah. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
No one cares at a party. We're all here just to have fun. And I don't know why you need to bring up that or anything like that. But that was very awkward. That was at a party that I was at.
Mm.
Very awkward.
You know, teen girls, man.
Judging people while they eat is the worst.
Yeah.
So number two on my list is what I've actually noticed as being the host.
Oh.
But it's also one I've seen at other parties before, too.
Okay.
Especially with being around... people my own age, I've been to events where they were held at other people's houses, and this has gone on, because there's always, what no one understands is, the host might have something going on with someone they invited, and they might have just kept them on the list, even though there was drama that went on.
Yeah.
We had a party not that long ago, and there was someone who came, and we had just, the person they wanted to bring wasn't invited originally, and we're like, yeah, sure, you can bring him, that's fine. And there was no big deal.
Yeah.
And so my biggest thing that I've especially noticed, because this even happened at someone's house that we went to, and they invited them anyway, even though there was something that had gone on. And it is very rude at anyone's house, party, I don't know, apartment, or anything like that, to sit there and act as though the host who you've had a quarrel with, maybe you have a disagreement with, to sit there and never say a word.
Yeah.
Or act as though the host, mind you, you're sitting in their home.
Yeah.
Eating their food they made.
Yeah.
Okay? And you're sitting there and behaving like a teenage child.
Right.
Just a child, really, because this is not really a teenager. This is a child. This is a very awkward and puts the host in a very awkward position. And if you have the choice of, well, maybe you didn't like what somebody said, and they said that to me, but they still invited you. You know what I'm saying? There's just, you need to, either you don't need to come. You need to say, I'm just not going to come.
Yeah, I agree.
Or, you know, don't stay at the person's house. Just go home.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is something that I've realized older, that is a big toxic trait.
Yeah.
That some people have.
I agree. I don't know what comes upon people sometimes when they're, but sometimes I think it's immaturity.
It is. And, you know, and I'm not saying like.
Also, when you're new. When you think you're more adult than you are.
Right. And it's very awkward. And for me personally, I find it extremely rude. And it puts the host, I mean us, as very like, you know, you don't know what you did.
Yeah.
And you're in a very like, oh, well, I'm kind of annoyed now. But if I say something to you, it's going to look bad.
Yeah, because you as a host's job is to not really snap at anybody.
Right.
Because it's awkward, and you don't want to do that. And what you have to decide later is you just don't invite those people again.
Exactly. And it's very awkward, and, you know, be an adult and say, you know what, I think I need to just stay home.
Or, you know, you imply it's time to go home.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing. So number one on my list was a recent one that had happened at a party we were at.
Oh.
Was bringing outside food to eat at a party.
Oh,
now,
okay.
Before we continue with this conversation, I do understand that some people have health issues.
Yeah, dietary needs.
Dietary needs. Mm-hmm. I understand that sometimes you don't know what's at a party.
Yeah.
Maybe you have allergies to nuts, any kind of oils, milk products, or, you know, anything.
Yeah, I do think you should tell the hostess so absolutely. They don't feel awkward. Yes,
I recently had a Secret Santa that I helped with, and one of the girls had told me straight up was, please tell whoever my Secret Santa is at the party that I have allergies towards nuts. I'm a big nut.
That would be
allergy.
Bad. That would be bad.
And so I did. I went ahead and took care of it. When you have those kind of dietary needs, you do need to tell the host straight up. Or you need to tell anyone.
Well, that also takes away the awkwardness of, oh, my food's not good enough for you.
Right.
I'm just telling you of how someone feels as a host when you've worked really hard.
Right.
Because I do hate, you know, just to... Things don't come together easily. No. I think of this all the time for your YA group at church, is these people work to put
very
food
hard. Yes.
and stuff together. And I don't know if you've gone grocery shopping. It's not the cheapest thing to do.
It's not the cheapest
to do.
To feel.
And it's not the easiest thing to put out stuff and things. So, you know, be courteous of your host.
Yeah.
Because that's... Because they're working... Most of the time, they're working hard to be courteous
it
of you.
It is true. Yeah.
And, you know, I get needing those type things, but just tell somebody.
And if those are those issues, then everyone will understand.
Yeah.
That's not really a big deal, but I'm talking more of when maybe you're on a diet, and I don't mean a diet for your blood pressure, your health. No. Our mom is on a diet of the factor of she can't have red meat.
Yeah.
There's certain things she can splurge if she wanted to.
Yeah. No.
She's not going to ruin a party.
Yeah.
But she'll definitely talk about it later on.
Mm-hmm.
We went to a party where someone had brought a grown-up Lunchable.
Yeah.
And we had pizza.
Mm-hmm.
She did not have any dietary needs or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
She just plainly said she doesn't like pizza.
Yeah.
Ugh, I don't like pizza. Those are her words. And she had an adult Lunchable.
Yeah.
It had carrots, ranch, and I want to say cheese.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like what we have for lunch.
Yeah, it's
kind of
what you and I eat. And she just didn't want any pizza. She wasn't going to eat pizza.
And it, of course, makes
everyone feel awkward. And she was, in the way of her wording was, you know, she can't eat pizza because she doesn't want to eat pizza. And we were like, okay, well, we do want to eat pizza.
You know, and that falls into the line again of...
It's a party.
Letting everyone know that you're going to get super fat because you're eating pizza.
Because you're eating pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trust me.
Not that she was judging.
If she would have eaten... Yeah, well, she totally wasn't judging. If she ate as many carrots as she did, she's going to turn orange.
Yeah.
In case you're wondering.
That's how that works.
No, I was told it when I was younger. But those are one of my... That's one of my biggest pet peeves older. Because to me, I would get like, why have you brought food? You don't have any dietary
Which is
needs.
Fine if you have cleared it with everybody.
Right.
With the host, at least.
Yeah. You know, sometimes people go through, you know, you go through Lent.
Yeah.
You know what
and
I'm talking about?
Yeah. And you have to
bring.
Or you are really on a, you know, strict diet where you're trying to do. And that's fine, too.
Yeah.
But do not make other people feel awkward.
No.
Or odd. Just say, yeah, I just have to eat this.
I just gotta eat it.
Yeah.
And don't make it out like everyone else is gonna get fat off of a party food. It's a party, y'all. It's a party.
It is. It's a party.
Come on, y'all.
And so we hope you've identified your toxic traits.
And maybe you're one of them. I don't know.
Leave them. And it's okay to be one of them.
That's right.
You know, we all can be a little toxic, grumpy, or unhappy over things.
That's right, Kaden.
Yes.
You're not grumpy at parties.
No, I'm not usually.
Me neither, am I?
I feel very serious at ours.
Yeah, we do get serious.
Because I do want... I don't want to be aggressive, but I do want people to
get in
socialize.
One spot and socialize.
Socialize.
Because we have socializing people.
Yeah, and you know, make friends outside your comfort zone.
That's right.
But do try to make sure that you're courteous of your party and your host.
Yeah.
At this, especially this time of the year, do have a good time. Like, don't be a stick in the mud.
Well, and also learn when you've taken what you've said too far.
Yeah.
And you don't know what someone else is thinking. You don't know what someone else feels like after they've just heard
you
that.
You don't know how someone else's day has been. Even if you've had a bad day, you don't want to take it out on someone else.
You don't know if someone has looked forward to this party.
Yeah, maybe this was the highlight of their day.
Right.
You
Come
know.
On, guys.
I always like to make people feel really bad sometimes when they're like, oh, I've had such a hard time. You know, my mom went to dialysis, you know?
Right?
Yeah, I just like to drop that bomb.
That's really
like,
nice.
I've had such a busy day. Yeah. Like, I'm so tired. You know, my mom went to dialysis.
Yeah. You're really good at that.
Yeah.
I love that for you.
But please, tell me more about your day.
Yeah, go ahead. that's true.
But just remember, people have other things. Don't take it on them. And it is Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
Try to have fun at
be place. Forgiving.
You know, you may not be alive next year.
Oh, yeah, you might be swept up into that tornado.
The tornado, you know, you never know. But why are you making that noise?
I don't know.
Why is that the noise for the tornado?
I don't know.
But have a good time and don't be a toxic party guest.
Yeah, you know, leave the political talk behind.
Leave that behind.
Yeah, get that
don't
out.
Don't you
of
get
it.
Enough of that
don't
through the day.
Don't talk about it. That's like one of my big no-no's. I hate that conversation. I hate it.
It just
don't bring up political talk.
It makes people feel awkward.
I don't want to hear it.
But living.
Yes.
You know, with 2023 wrapping up.
Mm-hmm.
You got some top TV shows?
Yes, I do, baby.
That's right. We're wrapping this one up with our top TV shows of 2023. Stop looking
I'm not
at my list.
I can't read upside down, Katie.
Well, I don't feel like this would be that complicated.
I almost thought I was going to have a cramp in my anky, bro.
Please don't do that on the podcast.
Oh, my Lord.
Please stop.
Uh-oh.
So I've got my top three.
Me too.
You want me to go first?
Do you want me to go first?
I don't know. I went first with the other toxic traits.
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay.
I'll go first, just because I think you want me to be first. Well, I'll go bottom from the top, because that's where it's at, baby!
I think that's yours.
I think that might be mine. Oh! What was yours?
Because it only gets better from there.
No, that's mine!
I don't think so. I love that we've made this our thing all year, we've not figured it out.
I refuse to go back. So my top three 2023 TV shows.
Which was a pretty good...
was so good. It was hard for me to choose.
Really? So it was complicated for mine because some good ones should have been better.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Mando.
Loki. Oh, Mando.
Yeah.
That's rough, bro.
I'm sorry.
That was a little dinky.
I'm sorry, Mando. It wasn't because of Mando. It wasn't because of Din Djarin. It was because of Bo-Katan. Stupid Star Wars Rebel fans.
That's what's
happening. You ruined everything.
So I have my top three. Now my 3-1. Stop looking at my papers. So my third one.
There we go.
I feel like it's gonna be slightly
controversial.
No, it's not controversial. None of mine are controversial. Thank
is
you.
Is someone pretty?
no. Not number three. So number three on my list is Kaleidoscope.
What?
Okay, now wait a minute. So here's the
Kaleidoscope! That was like in January, wasn't it?
It was a while ago, yeah.
I never know how I felt about that.
So here's the thing.
I just love doing it, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh! Oh, what
stop.
Was that?
Stop. I'm
going to
stop.
Hey, you. anyway, I don't really know what that means either. Kaleidoscope. Now, okay. I know what you're thinking. Lambie, oh my gosh.
That was
forever ago.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
You watched
it was
all
in different ways. I love that.
Let's never do that again.
I loved it so much. When we would watch it, it was just the best thing ever.
I don't know.
Last
kind of
episode
annoying.
Wasn't my favorite. Wasn't satisfying at all.
Mm.
I loved it, though. I loved it. I loved it throughout the whole
guessing
time.
Guessing which color we were going to get?
Yes!
Okay. It was cool.
We might have reviewed it on the podcast.
We did. What was the plot of the show, Libby?
It was about them getting into a bank.
Uh-huh.
And getting all that money. Yeah! That was it, wasn't it? Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was basically
and the dude
Italian
and his daughter worked for the dude who wanted the money from.
Yeah.
It's just really good. Spoiler. So
depends
that's
on what episode you've seen.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And what order you watch it in.
Ooh.
Oh, I love that.
I cannot believe you put that on
your list. I love it! Okay, and then number two on my list, I don't think it's this is surprising.
It's surprising.
The Summer I Turned Pretty Season 2.
Okay.
I love the Summer I Turned Pretty Season 2.
Yeah, it was good.
Every year I think I've put the Summer I Turned Pretty.
You're so cliche.
Oh, I love it. I love the Summer I Turned
Pretty. Tay-Tay fans. You know?
Season... Oh, no. Season 2 was really good. It was. I know that a lot of people who read the book, who, you know, read the book in the right order, because some of us did not. I don't know who that is.
You.
Is kind of mad because they did a lot of changes. I understand that. But I love me some Conrad, baby. So that's,
Johnny, baby.
That's, I'm just going to leave it at that, you know? Season 2 was just the bomb diggity, baby.
Okay.
Number one on my list was a little...
I'm a little surprised because I would have thought The Samurai Turned Pretty was number one.
No, it almost did.
Because, you know, you're a Swiftie.
Okay, well, you're done. So number one on my list was going to be number one no matter what. Was Daisy Jones and the Six.
Really?
Yeah, I love Daisy Jones and the Six. So the reason I love Daisy Jones and the Six is why I love The Summer I Turned Pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Because Daisy Jones and the Six is dramatic and also has really good music in it.
Yeah, it was great. And
it's drama in the best way, if I can make that make sense.
Yeah, it was.
It's about, you know, you're going through, it's a little more adult.
Yeah.
Because definitely. It's also dealing with a man who's married who's also having an affair.
He didn't technically have an affair. He had an emotional affair.
We love Sam Catlin, though.
He's a book man.
He's the book man.
If you are looking for a man,
it's
to be
Sam Catlin.
Sam Catlin.
There you go.
If you're looking for a man from a book,
okay,
to
there
play
you
a real man.
If you're looking for a man, that's him.
Well, that's true, too.
That is also true.
Finnick
but
Odin.
I love Daisy Jones and the Six. Love him. It definitely made spring of 2023 for me because it was so good. So that's my top three.
Wow.
Yeah, baby.
I am really surprised.
I'm sure
surprised.
Some of it was controversial.
Yeah, Clyde's good.
I don't know.
I'm shocked.
What was wrong with that? I loved that.
I'm so shocked about
it
that.
It was like an event every time we watched it.
All right, so I'll start with mine.
Okay.
I'll go from the bottom to top because it only gets better from there.
I don't feel like that's your
That's right. mine. I know it is. I'm calling it. It's mine.
Okay.
Number three for me is one we haven't even finished yet.
Okay.
The Gilded Age, season two.
What?
Yes!
Can you do that?
Oh my goodness, absolutely. I'm doing it now. I'm pulling the card. Really? It's number three for me, guys. It was going to be Love and Death, which was the Elizabeth Olsen one.
What up?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know we reviewed that on the podcast,
too.
We did. But it's Gilded Age Season 2 for me.
Really?
Yep, that last episode where Chick got married, I cried. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, so
spoiler
good.
Alert.
Oh, yeah, spoiler alert. Well, you didn't say who got married.
No, I didn't.
It could have been anyone.
Absolutely adore this show.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Been a little while since we've watched it. Kind of.
It's been a while.
Kind of was worried that I couldn't get back in the groove of
it. Yeah, I know.
Absolutely did.
Right back in, baby.
Absolutely loved it. It's kind of the only season two of something I have on here because I was disappointed with pretty much everything that was season two.
Except The Summer and Turned Pretty.
Oh, yeah, but I wasn't putting that on my list. I'm not a chump.
Okay, wow.
I'm not.
What rude.
I ain't no Swiftie, baby.
Whatever.
But, yeah, it's a miracle, baby.
It's a, no, we're not bringing that back. You can leave that
but
alone.
But The Gilded Age Season 2, man, it's a work of art. And the clothing.
The clothing alone is
let
so
me tell you
good.
What. So good. So good.
So
if you
good.
Haven't watched The Gilded Age, and if you're a Downton Abbey fan.
Oh, you'll love
it. Oh, my gosh, you'll love it. It's so good. It gives me back all the Downton
Gives me goosebumps.
Stop.
Okay.
But that's my number three. Number two for me is Daisy Jones and the Six.
Really?
Absolutely. It was like an event.
Right? Every time we watched it, it was like an event.
Yeah, loved it. I love Sam Catlin. Sam Catlin.
Sam Catlin.
Which is
See,
why.
See, you can't really say his last name
I'm not
either.
Sure I'm saying it right.
Right, either. Yeah.
It was an event.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it because he was going to be in it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Finnick. My man.
And also, we knew it was coming out because People Magazine had them.
I know the book was a really big deal.
Yeah.
And later on, I listened to the book, mm-hmm. so I caught up on that.
Which was good.
Yeah, the book is good, but the show is just as good, I mm-hmm. must say. I love the way it ended. I love the whole thing. And I love a show that when it's over with, you're just like, oh, man.
Right.
And that's how I felt about Daisy Jones and the Six. And also, it just takes you away from your problems. Love mm-hmm. that, too.
We love that.
So, that was number two for me.
Wow.
Number one for me. I'm kind of, this was just an event as well.
Uh-huh.
I had waited for this so long because, uh-huh. you know, it just led into it. The Last of Us.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Pedro Pascal, man. We love what can we talk Pedro about? Pascal. It officially, I mean, just how can I? You get better than Pedro Pascal trying to project a child.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it was an event. It was an emotional roller coaster. Mm-hmm. You feel all the awful things that you feel when it's apocalypse time.
Right? Gave us all. It gave us back our Walking
Dead vibes. Yeah.
Which we still love.
Yeah, but it was on a different, like, everything was a little bit different in The Last of Us.
Yeah.
I just love the epicness of it, the money poured into it. Now it's Golden Globe nominees. Yeah,
big deal.
No, yeah, Pedro Pascal.
Pedro Pascal.
Getting lead actor in there.
Yeah.
Which I think he was excellent in it. Not just my biased opinion.
Right. That's I'm not biased.
I'm not being biased.
You totally don't mean that.
No, at all. But I definitely feel like, you know, this show was just a pretty epic, wild, crazy, shocking, sad, tragic. Mm-hmm. It was just an emotional roller coaster.
It was, and it was really good.
And it was shocking when it ended. I mean, I'm surprised. It's gonna take a little while before we get this, which I know is because
they've already booted it. I think back to 2025.
Okay, well he's gonna be really old by then.
Yeah. Oh wow, that is so rude.
We don't care though. We love
Zaddy. We don't talk about elders. Yeah. What? There you go.
Okay, thank you for
that. Yeah, baby.
But it was just something that I feel like was probably one of the biggest shows of 2023.
What? Yeah. That's a bold statement.
Yeah.
I don't believe
you. Don't think The Last of Us was one of the biggest shows of 2023? Absolutely it was. What was bigger than it?
That one you said. And I don't know, something else, bro.
No.
I think it was Summer Eternal.
No, it wasn't.
Yes,
not.
It was.
No, it was not.
I think you love, and you're kind of hesitant. No, kind of agree, bro.
It just acted well. You felt things.
That happened. Wasn't that on in February?
February and March.
Okay, yeah.
It actually collided when Mando was coming on. Yeah, and yeah. I love The Mandalorian.
You love Mandalorian.
I love Mando.
Yeah.
You know.
But you don't love it when there's not enough Mando.
I don't. I didn't love the storyline. I didn't like the plot. I didn't like Bo-Katan. I didn't like the way it went. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I agree.
You Star Wars Rebel fans ruin everything.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been hurtful.
Hurtful.
I enjoyed Loki, but it had a lot of flaws too. Loki was never my favorite series. Yeah. I think it's overrated.
Oh, that hurts Tom's feelings.
I love Tom, though.
I'm telling Tom, bro.
I love Tom Hiddleston, and I think season two is better than one.
Okay.
Because it was actually about Loki.
Loki.
Yeah, not Sylvie.
Not so,
Not a fan of her.
No.
And I didn't like Ahsoka.
Mm. Okay.
You know, didn't like that, because it was
snooze. It was snooze at the beginning,
It was a snooze through most of
it. Okay, that's a little rude.
And I don't know what other kind of shows. Well, we've watched a couple of other ones.
We watch a lot of random shows sometimes.
That we get locked into.
And we can't leave them alone.
Yeah.
We watched the show...
Shadow and Bone, we didn't finish the last episode.
Which just is because you haven't watched... You didn't want to watch last
episode. No, because it's over with.
It's so rude.
What does it matter what happened?
I still love
I love Ben Barnes, though.
I love my
I got a couple roles for Ben Barnes ready for him to go...
Okay.
Good. I love him.
Okay.
I've been a big fan of him. I got Prince Caspian Pella.
Okay, well, I don't think he's listening.
He might be.
He might be. You never know. Why did you say you have a Prince Caspian Pella? Can you emphasize on that? It's not one of those body pillows. Let's just go with that.
No.
It's a big pillow with his face on it.
Yes. Because I love Prince Caspian.
Yes, you do.
I still have it, too.
I love my Cast Breaker.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we didn't finish The Witcher because, you know, he's not going to be in it either.
We just didn't finish it.
No, because Henry is not going to be in it anymore.
We did that, you and I, personally. We don't do it with our mother, because our mother is who we watch most of our TV.
Yeah.
But whenever it's you and me, we always have, like, one episode left of something, and we never...
don't finish.
Because your words to me are always, we're never going to watch it. We're never going to have any more of it.
Yeah, we're not.
We just started watching.
We're not watching The Witcher if Henry Cavill's not in it. I refuse.
That's the whole
reason I watched it.
Yeah, it's true. We started watching this show called Billy the Kid.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I know what you're thinking.
We're only watching because Tom Blythe's in it.
And I'm not doing what we've done with the other show. I'm watching it all. Every episode I'm watching. I'm not doing that crap.
It is a terrible habit I've gotten into.
It is. You're the worst.
I'm watching the last episode.
We watched a show called 1001, and it's where all these, like, muscle people were doing
Yeah, like, from all around the world.
I think we did finish that. We finished all of that.
I mean,
We did finish a show during this year, which was called Alone. We watched all of that.
That was a cool show. That was cool.
That was very much one of the reasons why
we did a podcast episode about that one. Because, you know, people get weird.
Crazy, y'all. You get crazy. Get murdering.
Yeah, get Hunger Games on us.
Yeah, you do.
That's a theme. To me, that's the theme of 2023.
I don't think we should be.
People turning into Hunger Games people.
Absolutely. Okay. But, yeah.
I'm thinking of a group of people right now that if you were in the Hunger Games, me? Lucy Gray.
Oh, my gosh.
You.
What is wrong with you?
I'm just saying.
Saying. So, you know, there you go, guys.
You know, we hope we helped you out with your list. Maybe these are some shows you haven't checked out yet.
That's right.
We reviewed most of all these.
This is true, so you should go back and listen to... Oh, my Lord. Katie's throwing remotes. I didn't mean to. You know, you should go back to previous episodes, because we reviewed every single show we mentioned right now. How about that?
I sounded really shrill when I said that.
And, you know, hey. Have your Christmas party and don't be toxic, okay?
Just be fun. Just have a good time. It's that time of the year.
Eat up all the food, because January, you're going to make a resolution to lose all the food weight.
Well, that's true. I don't know. Might as well eat now.
Or eat more in January. Make that your resolution.
Maybe not.
In a healthy manner.
We're all about health.
But we love
it. We do love fun, too.
Drink lots of water.
Yeah, water fixes everything.
Poop it all out.
And you're done.
But don't get diarrhea.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
What are you talking
about? Food poisoning.
Where are you at?
And you know, while you're at it.
You know, if you're on Instagram, let's go that method. Yes. You should be following at
Farnung Metz.
And at Libby Farnung.
And you know, you should vote on the polls because you'll see memes, photos, and things we could be talking about next.
That's right. You never know what might pop up on Libby's stories.
Ooh.
And if you're on Facebook, you should be in the
Facebook Ranting Sisters group for polls, memes, and hey, you could tell us what you want us to talk about next.
That's right, and sometimes there's clues, and you never know what, you know, might be coming up. I do all the memes, because Libby deleted the app, so now she doesn't
have the tickets. No, that's not that! Stop it! I don't have a lot of storage. but, hey, if you enjoyed this episode, you should share it on all social media platforms and tag us in it!
That's right, guys. Tell us you're listening.
That's right!
Be nice about it, though. Don't be a toxic listener.
Or
be a toxic listener, but don't tell us about it.
Yeah, that's right, y'all!
You never know!
Right? Bye!